We are this morning here at Our Lady of the Americas Parish. We have a forum on deferred action for childhood arrival. We have a presentation from Sandra Sanchez from the American Friends, and she's here to tell us more about the deferred action. How are you doing, Sandra?
I'm doing great. I'm very glad that we are doing this presentation because we need to reach out to as many Latinos as possible. So thank you for having us.
Sure. And one thing is, this deferred action, this is giving the opportunity to young immigrants under the age of 30 who have high school degree or are working under high school degree, get a solution for the immigration status.
Okay, let me clarify that. It's actually not an immigration status. It doesn't give them legal permanent residence. All it does is to stop the clock and not to deport them, giving them the opportunity to have a work permit in the meantime. So this is really not giving them a legal status. It's just stopping the potential of a deportation.
And that's good to clarify that, because a lot of people are confused about this. They call it an amnesty.
It is not an amnesty. It's not a legal status. It's not against the law, because I have heard some people also that, oh, the president is doing this against the law. It's not against the law. It's a policy, an administrative policy only, and it can change or be stopped at any time. So, and only people with basically very clean records can qualify. They should have come to the United States under the age of 16, meaning as minors, otherwise they would not qualify.
Okay, and one thing is, we in the Knights were very patriotic. We have very deep love for our country, for everything this country means. And I personally think this mandate from the executive office is beneficial for our country.
Absolutely. I will invite anyone to visit our website in American Friends in the Immigrants Voice program to watch the videos of the first legal clinic, and hear the young people who have applied for deferred action, their dreams. They want to be engineers, they want to be police officers, they want to be doctors, they want to be nurses. So this is actually creating jobs, as it is already. Just the fact that more than 1 million applicants can apply is creating jobs for the Department of Homeland Security. It's going to create jobs for schools so that they can finish their high school or their GED program or vocational school. The idea is that they can continue their education in higher education to become those doctors, those engineers, those scientists that our economy needs.
And that's something that the Diocese of Des Moines, and I believe all the Catholic bishops, are supporting very strongly. We were in a meeting with Bishop Pates, and he mentioned this is top priority for the diocese, and we as Knights, the right hand of the church, we're going to be supporting that.
Absolutely, and we appreciate very much of the Catholic Church and anyone who is in support of this action, because number one, we have to keep in mind that these were children. They have nothing to do with the decision their parents may have made to bring them to the United States, number one. And number two, by all means, they are more Americans than anything, because they really, many of them don't even speak Spanish, I'm sorry to say it. So the only country they know and the only country that they are loyal to is the United States.
And it's a country they love, it's a country in which they should be allowed to bring their dreams. Thank you very much, Sandra. Thanks for your presentation.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for your support.
And your webpage again was?
It's www.afsc.org, Immigrants Voice Program, Iowa. And they can find there. If you watch, it's just a 2.5 minutes video. If you watch the video, you are going to be inspired. So I really invite you to watch the video.
And we like being inspired. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.